The large oil on canvas painting before you, Morning in the Adirondacks, was completed by American-born Sanford Robinson Gifford in 1867. At first glance, you may notice a rugged peak piercing the pale blue sky. Do you see how Gifford plays with light and how this technique, called luminism, weaves the presence of the mountain peak into the painting? As your eye moves downward, creamy orange fluffs of mist appear around the peak. Darker hills and thick forests of crimson, orange, and dark green trees follow. At the edge of the forest, in front of a crudely cut clearing, is a lone log cabin overlooking a crescent lake. This may be an omen of future settlement by humans after the Civil War. A woman is in front of the door, gazing away. Is she observing the man in the middle of the still lake, or is she just enjoying the clear water? Perhaps the serene lake, gentle hills, and numerous trees make the woman feel independent and isolated. What do you think? Sanford R. Gifford was in his 40s when he produced this masterpiece depicting the Adirondack Mountains in Upper New York. He spent his childhood in the midst of the Hudson River Valley. After being influenced by landscapist Thomas Cole's works in New York City, Gifford began to nurture and expand his talent in landscape art. Trips to Europe and New England resulted in more paintings. However, I think Morning in the Adirondacks is Sanford's most notable piece because it captures the beauty of nature. In addition, the charm of the scenery astonishes me. By creatively adding light, lines, and texture, Sanford Robinson Gifford is able to illustrate a phenomenon that words will never explain, the essence of nature. Thanks for listening. I'm Mishi from Southwest Junior High School.